Chapter 20. Not even a generous amount of brandy poured by the most sympathetic bartender in Hell's Kitchen could remove the ache in Foggy's chest that came from watching Matt climb into a sports car with a girl at the embassy party. It was pretty much the low point of his evening, of his entire year, actually. Things changed after that night. It was the beginning of a difficult 2 months for Foggy, during which Matt was frighteningly absent from his life. Matt just wouldn't admit that anything was going on. He didn't tell him that he was dating the girl from the embassy party, or Electra, as he let slip once or twice. Foggy didn't ask him to confirm that he was in a relationship with her, because he didn't want to know. He felt like an idiot for waiting, for holding off, and letting someone else swoop in and steal Matt. The fact that this particular someone else was beautiful and sophisticated just made Foggy feel small and insignificant. He started avoiding Matt and sitting with Marcy and Jen during lectures instead. Matt was frequently late for classes, or wouldn't show up at all. Sometimes Foggy would find him drunk or hungover, or there would be hickeys on his neck that he would pretend not to notice. He went to bed early, and Matt stayed out late, and they started to drift apart. Foggy couldn't bring himself to say anything, because Matt actually seemed to be having the time of his life, even if he was a little off the rails. A month passed, and then two, without him addressing it. But then came the night, the morning, really, when Matt didn't come back to the dorm until 4 a.m. That wasn't unusual. He'd been keeping odd hours lately. So when Foggy heard the scrape and click of Matt's key in the lock, he didn't get up to let him in. Fuck him for making him care about him, Foggy thought bitterly. For making him develop all these damn feelings and then jumping into a car or bed with some girl he'd known for 5 minutes. He was too goddamn hurt to make any kind of extra effort for Matt right now. Or so he thought. Until the sweet, almost sickly smell of tequila wafted through the room, stifling and overpowering, meaning that Matt had had a lot to drink, a whole bottle from the smell of him. The sound of a muffled sob had Foggy reaching for the lamp switch. Cold dread settled in the pit of his stomach when he saw the look on Matt's face, when he saw how hollowed out he was, when he saw his knuckles split and bloody. Foggy forgot the last 2 months and the constant ache in his chest. He forgot that Matt had hurt him and let himself be swept up in Electra. He forgot everything, except that Matt was drunk and leaning in the doorway, crying. "Jesus, Matt, are you all right?" Foggy asked, throwing the blankets off himself and leaping to his feet. He staggered across the room, tiredness making him stumble as he reached for Matt. Concern for him overriding everything else. Matt just cried and held him off, like he didn't think he deserved Foggy's sympathy or even a hug, and maybe he didn't, but Foggy wanted to offer him that anyway. Hey, talk to me, Foggy corrected himself, grimacing at the slip-up. Matt, what's going on? Matt just shook his head and pulled away from him, his entire frame trembling as he moved unsteadily towards his bed. Foggy closed his eyes a moment, then sighed, moving to shut the door. A thump and a curse made his head whip around, and he stared at Matt, who was lying in a tangled heap on the floor, having tripped over the hamper Foggy had neglected to return to its usual spot. "How many times, Foggy?" Matt groaned from the floor, irritated but no longer crying. I know. Don't move stuff without telling you. Sorry, Foggy muttered, moving the hamper back to its usual spot entirely too late. Matt had told him plenty of times. It was practically a rule at this point. Matt always joked that he couldn't go looking for something if Foggy moved it. But he wasn't joking this time. He just rolled onto his back and rested his head against the floor with a sigh. "Matt?" Foggy murmured, concern making his pulse quicken. "I don't want to talk about it," Matt mumbled predictably. "Okay," Foggy said with a heavy sigh, moving back to his own bed. I'm sorry, Foggy, Matt muttered, making him pause mid-step. He watched Matt slowly sit up and pressed his lips together in an effort not to say something, desperate to keep himself from crying or telling Matt that it was fine that he'd hurt him. It wasn't fine, and he wouldn't let himself lie to him, even to make Matt feel better. It's not enough, Matt, Foggy mumbled, feeling as though his throat was about to tear in two with how hard he fought to keep those words from escaping. I know, Matt said, looking thoroughly miserable. So miserable that Foggy turned away from him to stop himself from joining in the tears. I merely killed someone, Foggy. Foggy's head snapped around so fast that it made his neck hurt when Matt uttered those words. He regarded him with shock, his eyes wide, horror tying his stomach into knots. For a moment, he couldn't breathe. He swallowed hard and drew a ragged breath, fear making his pulse quicken. What do you mean you nearly... Matt, where's Electra? Foggy asked, struggling to keep his voice even. She left. She's probably halfway to Europe by now, Matt mumbled, drawing his knees up to his chest and locking his arms around them. Okay, Foggy said, not knowing what else to say. He could feel his heart pounding, thudding in his chest, his pulse beating a rhythm of terror in his veins. He could only hope that Matt wasn't listening to it, that he wasn't gauging his physical reactions and using them to decide how much to tell him and how much to take to his grave. Electra found him. She found Sweeney, Matt admitted, his voice shaking. I don't know what any of that means, Foggy muttered, feeling suddenly cold and rubbing his arms, his thin t-shirt not enough to protect him from the pre-dawn chill. Sweeney, he's the one who... Matt sniffled and stifled a sob, his struggle evident. He killed my dad. That particular piece of information made Foggy's blood run cold. For almost a full minute, there was silence in the dorm room. All he could do was breathe and keep dragging air into his lungs because, God, the thought of Matt confronting his father's killer when he was this drunk was one of the most worrisome scenarios he could imagine. What did you do, Matt? Foggy asked, his bottom lip trembling. I hit him. A lot, Matt added with a pained grimace. I wanted to kill him. I didn't, though. I didn't kill him. I called the police and, fuck, I wanted to do it. She wanted me to do it. I could hear her heartbeat. She wasn't scared. She got off on it, on the idea of killing. Matt shuddered and rocked back and forth slightly, trembling and looking more pale and nauseous than Foggy had ever seen him. He struggled to process everything Matt had told him, and he sighed, noting the way Matt was shaking, his knees drawn up to his chest, looking scared and vulnerable and like he hated himself. But Foggy didn't. He seized a blanket from Matt's bed and wrapped it around his shoulders. Please say something, Matt pleaded, his tortured expression making Foggy ache. I don't know what I'm supposed to say, Foggy mumbled, taking a step back. You're talking about assault and kidnapping, Matt. I don't even want to know what the hell else went down that you're not telling me. I get why you need there to be some kind of justice for your dad. But you can't do that, and I can't be... I'm not your fallback plan, Matt. Foggy, Matt exclaimed, looking as shocked as if Foggy had hit him in the face. His resolve wavered, and for a moment he considered taking it back. But thinking about the last 2 months, his anger flared and his hurt deepened. Matt had known how he felt about him. He'd known that he was interested in dating him, and he'd chosen Electra anyway. If Matt had wanted to sabotage things between them, he couldn't have done a better job. I'm not going to sit here waiting while you run around with these women with questionable morals. I won't pick up the pieces every time, because they're my pieces too, Matt, Foggy said, his voice quiet and half choked with tears. I care about you, and I think I might even love you. But you can't hurt me like this. These last couple of months have been hell for me seeing you with Electra. So I get that something messed up happened, and you're scared and hurting right now. But I'm hurting too, Matt. I'm hurting too. Matt just nodded, but didn't apologize again, and Foggy was half tempted to walk out. But where would he even go at 4 a.m? In the end, he left Matt sitting there and shut himself in the bathroom. He set the hot water running in the shower and removed his pajama pants and t-shirt, stepping under the steaming spray, the heat soothing him in a way that no words could. He cried angry, furious tears over Electra, Sweeney, and Stick, and every other goddamn person in this stupid world who had their hooks in Matt, who hurt him and made Matt hurt others, because goddammit, Foggy did care about him, even when Matt made his heart ache so much that he couldn't breathe. He didn't know what to do or where to go from here. All he knew was that it hurt, more than it had ever hurt before. End chapter 20.